Welcome to Thy Word is a Lamp. This is a family Bible teaching ministry. Today you will be listening to our Bible teacher, Sheila Suarez.
Another Saturday to go through your word. We just thank you for all your goodness and your mercies and your grace. Thank you for keeping us by your mighty power. We just give you thanks again for your word. We thank you for what your word is doing in the lives of your people. And we just look to you for more this evening. As we eat more of your word, Father God, we will be filled up with more of you, filled up to overflow, that as we go, God, we'll proclaim the good news with clarity, bringing honor to your name. We thank you and we give you praise. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Chapter 8 of Song of Solomon, verse 1. He said, "Oh, that thou wert as my brother, that sucked the breast of my mother. When I should find thee without, I would kiss thee. Yea, I should not be despised." The bride was speaking that she wished that the bridegroom was her brother, that she could kiss him publicly and not be criticized. And it is said that in that culture, that if you kiss a family member in public, then it was okay. But if you kiss somebody else in public, you would be criticized by many. So that's why the bride was speaking in this way. But the word of God to us today is to remind us that we have to be like the woman with the alabaster box, who was not afraid of being criticized by religious people, but was willing to bear the ridicule and give true worship to King Jesus. So King Jesus is calling us to worship him publicly and privately, not to be ashamed of what people are going to say, but to be willing and ready to worship him in spirit and in truth. So we're going to look on the life of this woman with the alabaster box in Luke chapter 7, verse 37 through 47. And the word of God says, "And behold a woman in the city," Luke 7, 37 through 47, "and behold a woman in the city which was a sinner, when she knew that Jesus sat at meat in the Pharisee's house, brought an alabaster box of ointment and stood at his feet behind him weeping, and began to wash his feet with tears and did wipe them with the hair of her head and kissed his feet and anointed them with the ointment. Now when the Pharisee which had bidden him saw it, he spake within himself, saying, This man, if he were a prophet, would have known who and what manner of woman this that toucheth him, for she is a sinner. And Jesus answering said unto him, Simon, I have somewhat to say unto thee. And he said, Master, say on. He said, There was a certain creditor which had two debtors. The one owed 500 pence and the other 50. And when they had nothing to pay, he frankly forgave them both. Tell me, therefore, which of them will love him more? Simon answered and said, I suppose that he to whom he forgave most. And he said unto him, Thou hast rightly judged. And he turned to the woman and said unto Simon, Seest thou this woman? I entered into thine house, thou gavest me no water for my feet, but she has washed my feet with tears and wiped them with the hair of her head. Thou gavest me no kiss, but this woman, since the time I came in, has not ceased to kiss my feet, my head with oil thou didst not anoint, but this woman has anointed my feet with ointment. Verse 47, Wherefore I say unto thee, her sins which are many are forgiven, for she loved much, but to whom little is forgiven, the same loveth little." People of God, the Lord is calling us to love him with all our heart, our soul, our mind, our strength. Not to be wondering what people gonna say if we worship him publicly. Let us not be afraid to worship him wherever we go. Let us not be ashamed of him. Let us come to understand that he deserved true worship from his bride. So we are to worship him wherever we go, whether it's public or private. He's calling us to worship him in spirit and in truth. So we don't want to be drawn back and wondering what religious people are going to say. Just like how he went into the Pharisee's house and he was there complaining inside himself, saying, this man, if he was a prophet, he would know that this woman is a sinner. But this woman came because she knows the love of her master. She knows the love of the Savior. So she came. And she was not even aware of those around her. She was just looking at Jesus and Jesus alone. And she knew that her master would defend her. So she came and she gave him her all. She gave him her all. And Jesus even said in one of the scriptures, whenever you write the gospel, write about this woman. Set this up as a memorial for this woman who came out and publicly worshiped Jesus. So the Lord is calling us to that place of worshiping him wherever we go in spirit and in truth. Verse 2 said, I would lead thee and bring thee into my mother's house. Verse 2, Song of Solomon chapter 8. I would lead thee and bring thee into my mother's house. Who would instruct me? I would cause thee to drink of spice wine, of the juice of my pomegranate. The bride still speaking that she would bring the bridegroom King Jesus into her heart and cause him to bask in the life that she's now living, bearing the fruit of the Spirit. She's now willing to surrender her all and be taught by the Holy Spirit. She's willing to yield to the Holy Spirit and be willing and ready to be instructed by the Holy Spirit. So she's at a place of complete surrender to her bridegroom. Verse 3 of Song of Solomon chapter 8. His left hand should be under my head and his right hand should embrace me. The bride is now saying that Jesus is upholding her and that his authority, his word, which is his authority, is keeping her together. Only the word of God can keep us together, people of God. The word of God is able to keep us secure because his words remind us that we can't do nothing without him. So we need the word of God to help us to stay secure in him, to stay connected to him, to remind ourselves that only in Christ Jesus can we be successful or productive in this life. So we want to be fortified by the word daily. We want to live in the word. We want to eat of God's word and to know that the authority of his word will keep us together even in these trying times. Chapter 8 of Song of Solomon, verse 4. I charge you, O daughters of Jerusalem, that you stir not up nor awake my love until he please. The bride is now charging the daughters of Jerusalem, representing Israel, to do things, not to do things prematurely, but to wait on the Lord. Not to do things prematurely, but to wait on the Lord. And many times we run ahead of the Lord, but he's saying to us, wait on the Lord and be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Verse 5 of Song of Solomon, chapter 8. Who is this that cometh up from the wilderness, leaning upon her beloved? I raise thee up under the apple tree. There thy mother brought thee forth. There she brought thee forth that bare thee. Those that are related to the bride is now asking the question, who is this coming from the wilderness? The church is now coming out of the place of despondency and is now completely leaning on King Jesus. The church is now awakened and become productive, because she's now leaning on Jesus. She's not doing things on her own anymore, but she's united with King Jesus. And the world is now asking, who is this? They can't recognize the church anymore, because the church is now at the place that they ought to be, walking with King Jesus, hands intertwined with King Jesus, leaning upon him, resting upon him, depending upon him. So the church is now awakened and productive. Verse 6 of Song of Solomon chapter 8. Set me as a seal upon thine heart, as a seal upon thine arm. For love is as strong as death, jealousy as cruel as the grave. The coals thereof are coals of fire, which has a most vehement flame. The bride, the church, speaking to her beloved King Jesus, to set her as a seal upon his heart, to certify her as his most valuable possession. She wants her identity in him to be secure, and a seal upon his arm. He will always be her help and her authority. The word of God tells us that we are sealed. We, the bride of Christ, the church of God, we are sealed with the Holy Spirit until the day of redemption. So we must know who we are. We must know our identity in Christ. We must know that we are his. We belong to him. We are not our own. We are bought with a price, and that price is the precious blood of Jesus Christ. And we can go forth with confidence, knowing who we are in him, and that we are sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise until the day of redemption. So his seal is upon us. He will always be our help and our authority. Love is as strong as death. Just as how death conquers mortal man, love conquers all things. So love is as strong as death. Love conquers all things. Jealousy is cruel as the grave. Just as the grave consumes the dead, so the Lord himself, the word tells us, is a consuming fire. He is a jealous God. The word said he is jealous for his beloved bride. In Exodus 20 verse 3, the word of God said, he said, thou shalt have no other gods before me. So our God is a jealous God. He has bought us with a price. We are not our own anymore. So he's telling us we shall not have any other gods before him. We should not be parading any other gods before him. We should not be putting people above him or things above him. We should not be there parading them before him in his presence. He is to have that first place in our lives at all times. He is our beloved who loves us so much that he sacrificed his life for us. He's calling us to that place of humble submission, knowing who we are in him, and to be completely committed to him. No half-hearted commitment, but wholeheartedly committed to our King Jesus. The Lord is calling us, people of God, to walk in our identity, to walk knowing that we belong to King Jesus. We are not our own anymore. We are sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise until the day of redemption. Verse 7 of Song of Solomon chapter 8. Many waters cannot quench love, neither can the flood drown it. If a man would give all the substance of his house for love, it would utterly be contempt. The bride continued to speak that no matter what trials come, no matter what we are going through, it cannot quench or destroy her love. Any attempt to attain love in any improper way would be despised. So we as children of God have to know what it means to truly love. The word of God reminds us that though we speak with the tongues of men and of angels and have not love, we have become like sounding brass and tinkling cymbals. Though we give everything, we give away everything, we give even our bodies to be burned and have not love, it profit us nothing. So we have to have that love of God in us. And that love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Spirit. It is the Holy Spirit who shed the love of Jesus Christ in our heart so that we are in a position to love others also. So we want to know that God's love is in us. And no matter what we go through, nothing at all can drown that love. Nothing at all can quench that love. God's love is everlasting. Verse 8 said, of Song of Solomon chapter 8, verse 8, we have a little sister, and she has no breast. What shall we do for our sister in the days when she shall be spoken for? So there are still some in the body of Christ, the church, that are immature. That little sister is that immature, the immature ones. So the word of God is telling us that those that are mature in Christ will have to teach and mentor those that are immature until they become mature in Christ, until they grow up to that stature in Christ where he wants them to be. So we have a work to do, those that are mature in the body of Christ, to mentor, to disciple, to teach all those immature ones that they can come up to that stature in Christ Jesus, to grow up into that stature in Christ Jesus. He's calling us to that height in him, that place in him where he wants us to be, that place of maturity where we can go forth and represent him well. We are called to be ambassadors of the kingdom of God. And as an ambassador, we have to know who our Savior is and represent him well. So he's calling us back into that love relationship where we can know him and represent him wherever he calls us to go. Verse 9 said, if she be a wall, we will build upon her a palace of silver. And if she be a door, we will enclose her with boards of cedar. So it is showing us that those who are mature in the body, the mature ones will have to continue working with the immature ones until their character in Christ is built up. So our character in Christ has to be built up and they be set apart for his glory and for his praise. So the Lord is calling us to work with the weak ones, to work to those of us who know that we are strong in the Lord, to work with the weak ones, to build them up, to help them to grow up into Christ Jesus, to grow in the grace and in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. So the Lord is calling for teachers, people who will teach people how to grow in the faith and to live that life built up in Christ Jesus, showing forth his glory, walking and bearing the fruit of the Spirit, showing forth love, joy, peace, being long-suffering, being meek and gentle and patient and self-restraint. So he's calling us to go forth and to teach and to help, to mentor and to disciple those younger ones in the faith so that they can grow in Christ Jesus, built up in him, being that house that is built up, fitly set together, and glorify the name of Jesus. Verse 10 of Song of Solomon 8. I am a wall and my breast like tower. Then I was in his eyes as one that found favor. The bride was saying that her character was built up and her nurturing ability was strong. She found favor in the eyes of her beloved King Jesus. The Lord is calling us to grow up in him, to grow up into that mature body, that mature bride that he has called us to be. The bride has now become mature in Christ, walking in the characteristics of our Lord Jesus Christ, bearing his image wherever she goes. She can now stand up and say that her character is now built up in Christ Jesus. So she's doing the work that Christ has called her to do. She's now nurturing, taking care of those that needs to be taken care of. She is going forth, meeting the needs of individuals so that Christ can be glorified. The Word of God tells us that whatever we do unto others, we do it unto Christ. So in everything let us do it heartily as unto God and not unto men. Remember that God is telling us that he's coming back and his reward is with him to give every man according as his work shall be. Verse 11 of Song of Solomon chapter 8. Solomon had a vineyard in Baal Hamon. He let out the vineyard unto keepers. Everyone for the fruit thereof was to bring 1,000 pieces of silver. The bride still speaking that the beloved had a vineyard and has hired caretakers. And the fruit of this vineyard is priceless. The fruit of the vineyard of our Lord Jesus Christ is priceless. It is the souls of men. The fruit of the vineyard is the souls of men. We have to become concerned about the souls of men and go out there to be those that will be willing to take part in the harvest, to be caretakers of the harvest. He's calling us to go forth and to do what he has called us to do. Not to sit back, but it's time to arise, Church of God, to arise and go forth and to do what King Jesus has called us to do. There are souls that are dying. Souls are perishing, and we have to become concerned about the souls of men. Verse 12 tells us of Song of Solomon chapter 8. My vineyard which is mine is before me. Thou, O Solomon, must have 1,000, and those that keep the fruit thereof, 200. My vineyard is mine before me. Thou, O Solomon, must have 1,000. So the vineyard of the Lord is wide, and he has caretakers. He has selected caretakers. He has selected his people to go forth and take care of the fruit of this vineyard. So we have a work set out for us to do. The bridegroom's vineyard is large, and he needs a lot of reapers. We have to be there and willing and ready to go to reap the harvest, to reap the souls. There are souls that are lost in their sinful state. We can't just be indifferent anymore. We have to become concerned about the souls of men and go for it as God has called us to. Verse 13 of Song of Solomon chapter 8. Thou that dwellest in the garden, the companions hearken to thy voice. Cause me to hear it. The beloved speaking to the bride. You who dwell in that beautiful place. The bride is now abiding in Christ. And many are listening to her. The beloved is now saying, speak to him. Speak to me. He is listening for our prayers. He is listening for our praise and worship. The beloved is now saying, speak to me, speak to me. Others are listening to you. Turn to me now. Speak to me. He's calling us to pray. He's calling us to sing praises to his name, to praise and worship him, for he is worthy of all praise and glory. He's calling us to abide in him and let his words abide in us. And he said, if we ask what we will, it shall be done unto us. John 15:7. Verse 14 of Song of Solomon, chapter 8. Make haste, my beloved, and be thou like to a roe or to a young hart upon the mountain of spices. The bride is calling for the bridegroom to come. Come, Lord Jesus. The bride is now ready and calling for the bridegroom to come. The bride is calling for King Jesus. Revelation 22:7 said, 17 says, Revelation 22, 17, it says, and the Spirit and the bride say, come. And let him that heareth say, come. And let him that is athirst come. And whosoever will, let him take the waters of life freely. So the word of God is telling us today that the bride, after she's built up in Christ, after she's doing the will of God, she is now calling out for King Jesus to come. Come, Lord Jesus, come. The Spirit and the bride says, come. This book reminds us, this book of the Song of Songs reminds us of the love of God for us. He is the lover of our soul. Romans 5:8 tells us that he demonstrated that love towards us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. People of God, we have a God who loves us and wants us to be in that love relationship with him. He's calling us. And I pray today that each and every one of us will respond to the call. After we have gone through all these 8 chapters of Song of Solomon, we see God's love for us. Keep reminding us to return to him. Come to me and love me. Speak to me. Pray to me. Send up your praise and worship to me. And God is saying to us today that he wants that sweet fellowship with his bride. We pray today that as we have gone through these 8 chapters, that we will stop and we will reflect on what God is saying to us and we'll come to understand that he's a God of love. His words remind us that he loves us with an everlasting love, and with loving kindness, he has drawn us to himself. We thank God today for drawing us to him. We thank God for calling us out of sin, calling us out of darkness into this marvelous light. And we thank God that today we can say, through the blood of Jesus Christ, we have hope. Praise the Lord. We just thank God for this book and this chapter. And we thank God that our love for Christ is being ignited. And we give God thanks for all those who spend this time to listen to these words. And we pray that these words will just continue to ignite your heart to have a passion for Jesus Christ. God bless you. Let us pray. Father, we thank you again for today. We just thank you for the opportunity to go through this book of Song of Solomon to learn, oh God, more about your love for us. We pray that we will not take it lightly, but we, oh God and mighty Lord, will strive, oh God and mighty Lord, to enter into that rest that you have called us to that place of just resting in you, Jesus, loving you and understanding more of what you desire for us. So we just thank you again for who you are and what you are doing. Thank you for your word, which is a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. We give you all the glory, honor, and praise. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. Thank you.
Thank you very much for listening to our Family Bible Teaching Ministry. Let's hope you have been blessed by this wonderful word, Thy Word is a Lamp. You can reach us at 561-667-8477. 561-667-8477. Join us again next week at the same time. Thy Word is a Lamp.
This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
Here I am, and I have come to thank you, Lord, for all you've done. Thank you, Lord. You paid the price at Calvary.